Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. With my mouth to get lubricated a little bit, just dry mouth. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself will come. Verse 9. And these 70, and healed the sick, he said, that are therein, and said to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
Yeah.
Verse 17. And the 70 return again with joy.
Joy.
Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Through thy name.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you.
Yes.
But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Seated. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
This is also, you can find it in Hebrews 12 and 23. The writer writes, Paul, I believe, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven.
Right. Yes.
And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen. These 70 went out, and they did miraculous miracles.
Yes, they did.
Healings, deliverances. Devils came out of people.
Right.
Come on.
If you think the devil's not in people today, he's just as much in the people today as was 2,000 years ago.
Right.
Amen.
Sure.
I believe it just got worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
I believe it.
Over the years. He sends them out. 70 others. Other 70 also. He sends them out. Two by two.
Right.
They go out. They're having a revival. I would love to have a revival like that.
Yes. Thank you.
You don't see it much.
Come on, man.
One here or there, a healing take place. Mm-hmm. But in Jesus' day, it was quite common.
Yeah.
Quite common for people being delivered on it. Matter of fact, a lot of people that came to Jesus, every one of them was healed that came to Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Can you imagine being in a church service like that?
Wow.
Everybody come up, you come up a little crippled, amen, go back walking straight.
Yeah.
Come up blind.
Yeah.
Be able to see again.
Yes.
Wow, we ain't seen hardly any of that. But we know it's real.
Yes.
Yeah. It's happened here and there.
Right.
But it can happen more.
That's right.
If we believe God more.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But he gave them power. He sent them out to do this. Amen. I thought that at the beginning maybe it was the 12 apostles with these. But in Luke 9:1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils.
Right.
Yeah. And to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
Praise
God. Verse 6, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere.
Everywhere.
This is not Jesus. This is the 12 disciples.
Right.
Yes.
This is not Jesus. This is the 70 that went out.
Come on.
Yeah.
He gave the 12 power to do this. To heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils freely, you have received freely give.
Yes.
He gave the 70 power to do the same thing.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And when they returned in the 10th verse, and the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. Man, I think I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we ain't seen it in a while, we don't hardly experience, I think that would make us totally excited, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Amen. See, amen. The dead raised, blind see, lepers cleansed, amen. People, amen, walking that never walked in the day in their life, amen. Walking, amen, up on their feet again, arms growing. That arms grew out, legs grew out, amen. Yeah. Right in front of the multitude because of the power of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. And the authority he gave to 70 and the authority he gave to 12. Yeah. I think the Lord gives us the authority also.
Yeah.
If we can just believe it for it.
Yeah.
What happened on the day of Pentecost?
Yeah.
Amen. Before Pentecost, he said, tarry until you be endued with shouting from on high.
No.
No.
Come on.
Tarry until you get that dance right.
No.
Tarry until you receive power.
That's it.
Come on high.
Yeah.
I think we need more of the power. We got to shout.
Yeah.
We got to run. I love that.
Yeah.
I love the run, the shout, amen. I love the hallelujahs in the house of God. But we need more of the power of God in the house of God.
Amen.
We need a church, amen, filled with the anointing so much that people get their needs met, get their bodies healed, amen, get sin out of their lives.
Yeah.
Amen. Say amen.
Praise.
We need that type of church everywhere.
Right.
Not just here, but everywhere.
Yes.
We need it, amen.
Glory.
I would love to see half of what they saw.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Maybe just a tenth of what they saw.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have it all, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Come on, man. Yes.
Amen. In Matthew, it records about the same thing. Matthew chapter 10, similar in a way. Said, and when he had called to him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now begin to name the apostles, all 12 of them, amen. And he sent them forth.
Yeah.
Command them, saying, go not to the way of the Gentiles and any city of the Samaritans, enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. Amen.
Yeah.
When you go, just preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Free you have received, free to give. I'd love to be able to do that this day and time, amen. Wouldn't you? We need a move of God, we need the power of God, we need the anointing of God, we need the Holy Ghost to move in our church like never before. It's been years since we've seen, amen, a great move of God. I think we got great preachers all over the land, but we need a great God to move in the house of the Lord and do a work.
Yes.
How many can say amen?
Yes.
Isn't it amazing? Before Jesus ever went to the cross, before his blood was ever shed for the sins of the world, he said, your names are written
bye-bye
in heaven.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
come on.
Before he gave his life on Calvary, before his blood poured down that cross, before any of that took place, he said, your names are written in heaven.
All right.
He did not say it will be written. It will be wrote one day. He said, your names are written in heaven. Oh, glory to God. Because he said, don't rejoice in the spirit being subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I don't know about you. We might not be able to see a lot of these things, but I want my name. I want your name. I want your name. I want your name written in heaven. We may never get that revival like we'd like to have, but our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
Right.
All that matters.
Yes.
Yes, God.
It is written.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, do you know that before the Ten Commandments was ever written, amen, before the laws was ever written, and before it was even graven in stone, God had a book.
Sure did.
Right. You can go to Exodus chapter 32, verse 32, and Moses even knew about it.
Yeah.
Way back then, what was that, 4,500 years ago?
Come on.
5,000 maybe years ago. And Moses said, if you blot out their names.
Come on.
Blot my name out.
Yeah.
Of your book.
Come on now.
Moses knew about the book of God. I don't know how he knew. I don't know if God told him before, but he knew about God having a book, amen, that had the names of all the ones.
Yeah.
He turned to Moses. He said to him, he said, the people that sin against me will I blot out of my book. Amen. That's what he said. Sin against him, he'll blot them out. I don't want God blot me out again. Oh, his book. I want to stay written.
Amen.
I want to stay written.
Yes.
How about you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This book is written. Your names are written in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, you know something about that?
Come on. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Come on.
There ain't no preacher to take it out there.
Come on.
Or you can sign your books down here.
Come on.
You can sign a book in every church.
Yeah.
You can become a member of every one of them. Sign your name. But if you happen to goof up a little bit, they can always go around and mark his name right out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pope can't mark it out.
No.
Can't blot it out.
Can't do it.
Right.
The finest preachers in the land not going to be able to blot it out.
No.
They don't have an alarm long enough
That's right.
to reach into heaven.
Come on.
Because there's a book kept in the glory world. There's a book kept by the Almighty. Amen. And does it have your name in it?
Yes. Yes.
Come on. If it's not there, I want to get it there. I want to get that my name there. I don't want to be blotted.
Come on,
I don't want to be lost.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No preacher, no pope,
Jeez.
No fancy, amen, preacher, amen, could ever get your name off of that book.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Not even angels.
Right.
It's God's book, not the angels' book.
Yeah.
I think there was one scripture in there talk about even if an angel came, amen.
Yeah.
He's not gonna be able to pull you out. Not gonna be able to take you away for the love of God. Right. Not gonna do it, amen.
Right.
Why? Because your name is written.
Yeah.
Not down, just down here, or maybe not even down here, but in heaven.
Yes.
That's what he told him.
Come on, man.
Told
him. Yeah.
Let it be written in heaven. Amen.
Yes.
Matthew tells about the same thing in Matthew chapter 10. But
bless
amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God has a book.
Yeah.
Had a book, the book before the Ten Commandments, before the laws.
Yeah.
God keeps the record
right.
of the ones who obeys him.
That's right. Right.
Who does not sin against him.
Bless him, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen? Amen.
What's so important about that? Well, apparently it's written. The Ten Commandments was written. If you look it up, I've had all kinds of scriptures. The Ten Commandments, when Moses first went up there, God himself wrote the Ten Commandments upon stone tablets.
Yes, he did.
With the finger of God.
Right.
Yes, he did.
God did it.
Yeah.
Moses didn't write it.
Oh, brother.
It wasn't written by man up on the mountain. It was written by God himself. I'll write it, my writing. Amen. Then when Moses came down from the mountain, heard the dancing, the music and the dancing going on, and somehow Aaron was able just to make a calf. It just happened to just pour, come out of that mold like that. It just came out of the fire like that. Yeah. This calf, it's a miracle. Yeah. Aaron was down there, made a molded calf for the people because they thought Moses was dead.
Yeah.
Moses was gone. When Moses saw what was going on, he had the commandments of God in both hands. He had the laws of God in both hands.
Yeah.
He got so riled up, got so bothered, got so mad, got so upset. He tossed those tablets of stone and broke them under the mountain.
Yeah.
Amen. But later on, God said, Moses, hear me out two more stones, two more tablets.
Praise God.
Hear me out two more, and I'll write again. Amen. I'll write it again on those stone tablets. Amen. God did it once, and God said, I'll do it again. I'll put my words right there, my law there, my Ten Commandments there. I'll write them like I wrote them before with the finger of God.
Yeah.
See, what's so great about that? That's super, 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 super natural. Yeah. Amen. The God of heaven come down and do that on tables of stone.
Yeah.
Down here with the finger of God, with the fire shooting up. Amen. While the smoke rising. Amen. He's writing the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You see what's so great about that? What about Matthew chapter 4?
Come on.
Matthew chapter 4.
Yes, Lord.
How powerful is the written commandments? How powerful is the written law?
Yeah, come on.
How powerful is the written rules, the regulations, and the things that the prophets of old wrote down? How powerful is it?
Right.
Come on. Jesus.
Yes, God.
In Matthew chapter 4, then was Jesus led up in the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 4 days and 4 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Yeah.
But he answered and said, it is written. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Right.
Then the devil took him up into the holy city, setteth on the pinnacle of the temple, saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they shall bear thee up, lest it be in time that thou thy foot against a stone.
Yeah.
Jesus said it to him, it is written again.
Woo!
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
All right.
Again, the devil came him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed them all the kingdoms of the world and glory of them and saith unto him, if thou just fall down and worship me, I'll give you everything. In other words, I'll give it all to you.
Yeah.
All the glory, all the majesty of all these kingdoms, I'll just give it to you. Jesus looked at him again, getting him saying, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Yes.
Brother, the devil didn't stay around. It wasn't just idle words. It wasn't just idle sayings. It wasn't just something that was just in the air. No, it was the written word of God. The power in the word of God. The power in the scriptures. The power in the commandments. The power and then the laws. The power because it is written in heaven.
Written.
For you and I, it was so strong that the devil had to leave Jesus alone. He didn't fight the devil with supernatural power.
No.
Spoken word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He fought him through the word.
Yeah.
The written word.
Right.
Yeah.
It is written. Can I tell you, it still is.
Right.
Still
written.
Yeah.
The devil cannot go against it, amen, the written word.
That's right.
Amen. He cannot go against it.
Come on, bro.
He cannot stand it. He ain't going to stay around very long, amen, because it is written.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on. Well, my message was a little bit of it. A new name written.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Told his disciples, don't rejoice in all this taking place, all the miracles and the healings, but rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Thank God.
Written in heaven.
Thank you.
Glory be to God.
Amen. Yes.
Paul wrote, you know what it said in Exodus? What God told Moses? He that sinneth against me, his name will be blotted out. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3, I think, verse 23, said, all have sinned. All have sinned.
Yeah.
And been short of the glory of God.
You're right.
That's what Paul, I think Paul wrote Romans.
Yeah.
In 3:23, he writes on there, all have sinned.
Right.
And come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'll go over to if I can find it, amen.
Yes, Lord.
That was at the end.
No.
That was at the end. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. In other words, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but there came a lamb one day. John saw him. Said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taken away the sins of the world. John saw him, came out to be baptized by John. Amen. And John felt like he needed to be baptized of Jesus. But Jesus said, no, we've got to fulfill all things. Amen. So John baptized Jesus there. And he came to the... But what was a miraculous... John never did see him until this time. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God. He was the sacrifice of God. He was the perpetuation, amen, from God. He was the redemption from God. When all have sinned, when all sinned, amen, and come short of the glory of God, there came a Lamb. There came a Savior. There came a Lamb, amen. Amen, coming to the cross.
Hallelujah.
To redeem man back to the Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Jesus.
God not only had a book, but I read, amen, that a lamb had a book. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life.
Come on.
And if we're in that book of life, amen. It's still written in heaven.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
No man to pull your name out of it.
Glory.
Just scrape it out, mark it out, or nothing. Jesus has got your name there. As long as you're living for him.
Yeah.
And if you fail, if you falter, if you fall,
come on.
And the Bible said, John the Beloved said, and if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. The Lamb went beyond, amen, the Old Testament, amen. He went beyond all that from the Old Testament. He went, amen, even if you sin, John said, come to the Lord, repent of your sin. We have an advocate with the Father. We have a go-between.
Come on.
We have somebody that will please God, please God. It's Jesus.
Oh, come on.
It's the Lord of glory. It's the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. We have an advocate with the Father. I'm going to quit right now. Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Leave you alone.
Come on.
There's a book written. One scripture said it was written from the foundation of the world. Before even the world was even made. Ain't it amazing?
Yeah. Come on.
And names were put in there who have not sinned against God. But friend, tonight, If you have. If you have. We have an advocate.
Amen.
We have a lamb.
Jesus.
That was slain on Calvary.
Jesus.
For somebody like you and I.
Yes.
When we slip, when we falter, when we fail, we could go to him.
Thank you.
Say, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might have blotted out before, but you could be reinstated. Rewritten. Amen. Glory. Amen. John said, don't sin. He said, I write you that you sin not. But if you do,
yes,
we have an advocate with the Father. We don't have no excuse to sin, but if you do,
if you do,
we have an advocate.
Right.
Yes. We have a Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a Lamb that was slain.
Yes.
That's what he is. You know, Mason, me now, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know. But when in the fifth chapter of Revelation, and it may not be so, I'm not going to tell you that it is. But there's one on the throne that had a book. Had seven seals on it.
Yeah.
It said the proclamation went out. Who could open the book?
Who's worthy?
Loose the seals. Who's worthy? And John wept much because of it.
Yeah.
Until one of those elders said, weep not.
Weep not.
Weep not. Poor Lamb has prevailed.
Yeah.
To open the book, take the book, and
I
wish to see you.
Yeah.
And he said, look, this old Lamb has been slain from the foundation of the world.
Yes.
And that Lamb walked up to the throne of grace, the throne of God, and took that book out of the hand of his Father.
Shoot.
Amen. And be able to open those seals thereof. He was the only one worthy to do this.
Right.
He was the only one worthy to cleanse you, and forgive you, and change you, and draw you, and make you a fit subject for the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
How many can say amen?
Amen.
He's the only one that could have done it.
Yes.
Was Jesus.
Yeah.
Nobody else was good enough to go to a cross to die for mankind. They were born in sins.
Right.
Jesus wasn't.
Right.
Jesus wasn't born in no sin.
No.
He was spotless lamb from the very beginning.
Yes.
And he went to Calvary to die on Calvary for you and I.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he didn't stay there.
Yeah.
In that tomb. Third day, he rose again.
Right.
Rose again.
Amen. Yeah. Let's all come to the pen or whoever so we will. Amen. I didn't hold you very long, did I?
It's good, honey.
Amen.
It's good preaching.
You'll be ready for the two nights to come. Get you all refreshed and ready.
Glory to God.
Your names are written in heaven. You know the only one that can blot out? The only one besides God is you.
That's right. Yeah.
Come on.
That's right.
Wow.
Come on.
You're the one that can cause your name to be blotted out.
Right.
Your neighbor can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad can't do it.
That's right.
Amen. People in the church can't do it.
Yeah.
You can blame on them all you want to. But only you.
Only you.
Can do it.
Right.
Down here on earth. When you backslide on God,
you're right.
When you go against Him,
right.
When you sin, amen, against Him, but we still have an advocate with the Father.
Right.
Right.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
The righteous.
The righteous, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many loves Him tonight?
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
God. The name of the Lord.
I don't want my name blotted out.
Right.
Of the book love. I heard somebody say a long time ago, and I don't want to criticize the youth. I don't. See, when I was lost, I never drunk, never drank, smoked, chewed, cussed, talked dirty, never went out half naked or anything like that. And I was lost.
Right.
10, 15 years. Out of the house of God, I wasn't ever saved.
Come on.
And yet I lived that way. But I'm afraid in churches, they got the standards.
Yeah, come on.
They're raised up in the standards.
Yeah.
But when does it come to a point that they actually, from their hearts, say, Lord, Say amen.
Yes.
Right.
You know, I've seen it for years. They look like the angels in the house of God. Look like it. Dress like it. Act like it in the house of God. But when they get 18, it seems like they just wander out the door of the house of God.
Right.
And we don't see them hardly again anymore. It didn't just happen.
No.
No.
Right.
I mean, when they hit 18, it just didn't. Oh, I think I'm too fast one. I think I'll just go out.
No.
It's been lingering on them. They've been contemplating. They've been thinking about it. Because they need a true born again experience with God.
Right.
We've seen it time and time again. We need to pray till they pray through. Amen. I don't care how good they look, how good they act. If they have not repented, amen, not come to God, they need it all to pray themselves through.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Too many times it's happened. And believe me, friend. If a Pentecostal backslides, they go down deeper than anybody else.
Right.
Come on, it's the truth.
They go deeper in sin, seems like, than anybody.
Right.
Because the devil wants to grab a hold of them and take them down as far as they can, that they cannot go back.
Yeah.
Amen. And get back to God.
Right. Yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
You got a target on your back.
Come on.
Yeah. The devil wants to drag each and every one of you out.
Exactly. Right.
If he possibly can.
Right. Yeah.
But he can't touch that book either.
Right.
He can't take your name off the book either.
Right.
It's up to you tonight whether you want to be saved or stay saved.
Right.
It's up to you.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Amen.
Glory.
Up to us.
Yeah.
Whether we want to stay with him or not.
Right.
We may look the part, but that don't mean the heart's
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Right.
We need to make sure we're right with God tonight. And as we stand throughout the house, if you don't mind, you young people, we need a close walk with God.
Yeah.
I mean, we do good. We do good. We know how to walk the walk, talk the talk. We know how to dress, amen, because our parents do it. But there comes a day when you got to get to God for yourself.
Yeah.
We was at church one time, and a preacher's wife got up. And she'd been in church all her life, ever since she was little. But she said just another week or so ago, said, I found something. She thought she was all right the whole time. She thought she was okay. Until she realized, I need to save her more. She testified, she done great. But she needed more of God. She needed God in her life. You did too. You did too. The devil's been high for you. But he can't touch that name that's in glory.
Right.
But you can give him a chance to drag you out, to bring you down, if you let him.
Right.
Yes.
The altar's open. Seats can be used for altars. We need a closer walk with God, each and every one of us.
Yes, God.
How many know that tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Young people, we need a closer walk with God. We all do.
Oh, God.
Amen. Learn to pray. That's what the disciples, that's Jesus. Teach us to pray. That's what they asked him. Let's really pray. Let's pray sincerely. Let's not pray our mom's prayer, our dad's prayer, but let's pray our prayer.
Just call me.
To get a hold of God in this hour.
But I'll prove someday just why I say I'm of a special kind. Oh, when he is on the cross, I was on his mind. For he knew me. Yeah, he loved me. sing.